Welcome back to Voices from the Frontline on the 4 o'clock hour on KPFK, 90.7 Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara. You're listening to Voices from the Frontlines. And in Voices from the Frontlines, we want to encourage a dialogue and debate. We want to talk about strategy. We want to talk about tactics. And so this is the second part of a debate around community strategy, around the placement of the new high school in East Los Angeles. So today we have Sofia Quiñones, who is from Our Lady of Guadalupe Collaborative, and that's a group that's trying to influence the upcoming LAUSD decision on the site of the new high school to be placed in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show, Sofia.
Well, thank you for reaching out to us. I'm coming to you from East Los Angeles. I'm talking to you from my sacred mountain, my village. I see East Los Angeles as one of, I guess, the last villages in California, predominantly Mexicano, Chicano. I got involved with, the new construction of the East LA High School a few years ago when I became aware of the amount of people that they wanted to relocate in and around the 60 freeway. I graduated with a degree in Mexican American Studies from Cal State LA. And I just said, oh, not again. They can't do this to my people. They've already relocated thousands of us. And so I contacted the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, and they were interested in, for the first time, monitoring and questioning whether to challenge eminent domain when it came to the siting of a school. So that was, I thought, historical in itself. And I also approached the National Association for Chicano and Chicano Studies to participate in this, because historically we have not been at the negotiating table when decisions are made for our communities. And I think that is statewide in California, where right now you can recognize the apartheid conditions with our community and other disenfranchised communities that at times don't have a voice. The OLG Collaborative started 2 years ago, just trying to focus on safety and concerns within a four-mile radius around the OLG Parish. There was a lot of violence, specifically right across the street from Hamel Street. One of the things that we tried to organize was the removal of graffiti from what I consider homicide billboards. If you don't know about the community, if you don't know what we're trying to do in the community, how can you just come in and impose creating institutions without dialoguing with the people that are involved in the community? I saw that there was, meetings going on, and I recognized the conflict of interest that was happening at these meetings with LA Unified, in particular with certain CBOs that, I still do not represent my zip code. In fact, every organization that was listed and named by David Tikosky and Mr. McConnell, who's the facilities program project coordinator for this particular site, none of these CBOs were in my zip code, which is 90063.
Sophia, before you continue, I want to kind of bring people up to date, because I think the last time we had folks on the show, it was around the Belvedere Park site, and from now on, I understand it's around one proposal around Hamel, and there's another proposal that is for four other kind of sites. So maybe if you can bring us to the...
That's the disaster, is that we're victims of LUNIFIED. They went around and they, say, well, we've looked at even 40 sites. That is the abuse, when they went around and systematically scared people. I met one woman that said, you know what, they already stole my life. My husband had a heart attack because he feared we were going to lose our house. So they got everyone scared, and they pit the entire community against each other, caused dissension, and we're tired of it.
And this is around the Hamel site, or is this around Belvedere? Or
I would say East Los Angeles. It's been 75 years since they built the school. So when they went around saying, we want to build a new school in East L.A., they went, and from the beginning it was wrong. From the beginning, years back, when they started picking out sites as to where to build it. not asking us, first picking them out and then asking us. So there was controversy around Belvedere Park. There was no type of negotiation. They wanted to keep the corner of the park. They said they had a building that they wanted to use, but they didn't want to use the building. They wanted to take the whole park and then limit the access to the park until after 6:30. So they didn't want to negotiate with the community. It was their way or the highway. The community organized, brought in members of the Sierra Club, because we know they support green space, and they assisted with getting an attorney and challenging the EIR. But it was not, it was people fighting for green space. There's also a history of Belvedere Park, you know. And I think East LA is different than any other part in LAUSD because we have a history of being raped with the freeways and whatnot. And just being forced relocation of Mexican people and indigenous people within California. So here we have it again. And so the new site is Hamel, where they've chosen.
Okay. So this is based on an upcoming Board of Education vote on the 22nd of June that is basically going to see if they're going to approve the Hamel site. And from what I understand, your organization has an alternate proposal. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, we have placed alternative sites, which is another conflict, because our alternative sites were not put on the map. 2 years ago, I proposed a smaller facility at Cal State LA. Contacted Cal State LA. They said they were in favor of building a small school. And the reason for having it at the university is to also raise the bar, having our students, you know, in a college environment saying, I can go to college too. The reality is that 50% of our gente are pushed out of the public educational system. If you start studying what's going on, I mean, it is a disaster.
Here, right here I have as a five-year average, 42% actually graduate high school. So that means 58% are kind of disappeared and don't.
I would say it's even higher because we lose them in middle school as well. And we have more of our people behind bars. We have our people tortured in the SHU. Currently, I monitor the Senate Select Committee on the California Correctional System. 75% of adult males have less than a fifth grade reading level. Some are totally illiterate. There is a correlation between crime and education. California is backwards. It's using archaic standards to build school. These standards were created, you know, prior to the Civil Rights Movement. And so we're building these large schools, and large schools are monster schools where we're even breeding violence.
So how is it different between a large school and a small school? What are the, in your view, what are the pluses for having smaller schools?
Well, I think one would be health, safety, and a budget. I mean, I'm a victim of LA Unified. I remember having to run across, I mean, I went to Garfield, going across the campus, trying to find a bathroom that was open, maybe one if they opened it that day. Even, you know, that in itself, what is that doing to our uterus as women, our reproductive organs, having to hold your bladder all day? What are the long-term effects and healthcare costs because of that? What about going and not running across from fourth period, not going to your locker, holding onto your books so you can make the food line before the window closes on you? The lack of time with your counselor because you have so many students not being able to get into courses that they need to even attain, you know, a high school diploma, but to even get into college. So we all want schools. My major concern is just don't build it without looking at the history of LA Unified, looking at the fiasco at Belmont, looking at the corruption. There's a lot of corruption in LA Unified. The Inspector General's report exposed it. Unfortunately, in California, it's pay to play. We didn't get any prosecutions.
Sophia, we got a little bit more time left, so I want to make sure you get your contact information and like a website or whatnot where people can contact you, because I know there's a board vote coming up.
Okay, well, I think that if you care, you have to do your homework. It's just not build a school, but how much is the school going to cost? And you can check out a website, www.fulldisclosure.net.
Is there a number to call?
You can contact me at 323-262-9071. And I just want to read our flyer.
We have no time left, our engineer tells us.
Okay, well, we're leaving on a caravan to LAUSD on June 22nd at 12 p.m. from Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Okay. And so people can give you a call at the number that you gave.
Yeah, and we're also asking for the Department of Justice to investigate the LAUSD because we're not getting justice in California.
All right, Sophia, where they're calling us and we have to get out. So thank you for joining us.
So we'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Ian Johnson. We'll see you next week. And also our guests, Baye Adolfo-Wilson, Wilson Lim, and Sophia Quinones. Up next is Beneath the Surface. Separate the good stuff from the junk, and then I bring to bump the phone. My name is Apple.